Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you. This is Andrew Shatkin to the Blog Talk Andrew Shatkin Radio Show on at 6:30. 5 days a week on weekdays at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday at times when I have time to handle the show. This show has many aspects. I'd like to fill you in about how it works. First of all, the show has a theological emphasis today. It's the issue of worshiping false idols. I'm going to go into this in a minute, what I mean by it. I think it's important for people to understand about false idols and they shouldn't be worshipped. And that the true God in Christ, for me, is not an idol. He is a human being who came and became incarnate through Christ, through a miracle. But anyway, I will discuss here the matter of how this show works. First of all, this is a politically incorrect show. We don't particularly endorse media lies, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We are a politically incorrect show, not a politically correct show, and we aim to get at the facts and get at the truth through the use of critical thinking. And as I have said many times, critical thinking can only truly occur through reading great books in the form of the written word. I don't think it can occur through images on television or on computers. I don't think that's thinking. That is a drug that is destroying the ability to think. However, second thing is that I'm a Christian and that I am not about to abandon that position. And to be a Christian is to worship Christ as God. That is the essence of our faith. That's what I do. I believe in the truth of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and from the ancient creeds of the church, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. If I read books, I try to read great Christian books like John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, and St. Augustine, and many others. I also have run two radio shows, a podcast show, and this Blog Talk radio show. I hope they're helpful to you if you listen to them. They have a Christian orientation, but I welcome all comers and roots of faith on these shows. And in fact, many people from China, mainland China, atheist, agnostic China, and from the Muslim countries visit this podcast show and the Blog Talk radio show. And the podcast show has had over 4,300 visitors from 78 countries, which visit these podcasts and listen to them. I also have written over 700 blogs, which are posted on my social media and on my website, and on academia.edu. These are often Christian in orientation, but they have other emphases and thoughts. And as I say, I welcome the interchange of thoughts with anybody who I may chance to have the opportunity to talk to, whether on this show or elsewhere. And these blogs have a literary orientation, at times theological, at times biblical, and in times, politics and current events. I also have written 10 books. Three of the books are Christian books, and two are legal books. And these books have sold well nationally and internationally, and continue to do so. So that's about where I'm at this point. And I'm going to go into the issue of false idols. First of all, in the Decalogue, God commanded us not to make graven images. And he made clear in that sentence and in those words that he is a spirit, that he has no physical representations of a spirit are not possible. He was very adamant on that particular commandment in the Ten Commandments in the Decalogue, that we shouldn't worship graven images. He was significantly concerned about that and to tell us that he is a spirit. However, I think that in some way we build up similar idols to ourselves to sort of uplift ourselves above the crowd, or better put, to nail and found our self-confidence on some personal quality, accomplishment, whatever we might want to pin our hopes on. So I think that we ourselves in our lives kind of make idols, not graven images, not stone images, but idols through our lives, whereby we lift ourselves up and nail and found ourselves or our personhood on some particular quality. So let's take a look at what people do in this obviously mistaken process of making a false idol. Some people, and a lot of people in the West and in the world, pin their self-importance and in our present society and their material wealth or riches. They say to others, this is my idol, this is what I worship, this is my superiority or my greatness, which lies in my expensive car, a Lexus, BMW, or Mercedes, or my expensive vacation home in the Hamptons. So we kind of build this idol of materialism, as God told us not to have graven images, but we get around that by bolstering our self-importance on our material wealth or riches, whereby we may feel we superiority, or we may pin our greatness in an expensive car or expensive home. Other people try to build their idols in their lives by saying, I'm smarter than other people, I'm better educated. They may point out to others they have specialized knowledge in some certain field, and so they convince themselves they're some way superior to the lesser minds that surround them. So that's another method, another idol people use to lift themselves up. Not a graven images. They will say, I'm smarter than other people, I'm better educated. They may say, I have special knowledge, I'm a scientist, or whatever. So they build themselves up with that idol. Some people have a third idol that they will use to lift themselves up and worship that idol. Because in these idols that I'm talking about, whether materialism or being smarter, and the third one, they may say they are better cultured and better educated, and see people as ignorant or unlettered. So these are all kind of idols that people use to build themselves up, to raise themselves. What they're doing is they are worshiping themselves in these idols. They are engaged in self-worship. Others may say to the world, I have greater physical strength, such as football players and athletes. They may use that to raise themselves up. That is their idol. That is the self that they may worship. They may say, I have greater physical strength or something. A fifth group, it may be their looks. They may say to themselves, I look better than other people. And this is very prevalent in our present society. It makes victims of this standard of both women and men. So these are all methods of people raising themselves, worshiping themselves, and worshiping the idol and graven image that God warned us not to do. Others may claim they are morally superior. I have great religious faith or morality. And they may say that separates them from the crowd. Again, these are all methods of worshiping self and worshiping a kind of self-idol. But these are modes of pinning our hopes on some quality, which I've just defined, and I think it's false. As a Christian, God attaches value to all souls and other people, all souls, regardless of their economic status, culture, appearance, physical strength, intelligence, education, or their faith. He attaches significant and great value to all souls and all people. He doesn't look at their economic status, their material wealth, doesn't look at their culture, doesn't look at their looks, doesn't look at their physical strength, doesn't look at their intelligence or education or even their faith. He is more concerned with that one person and the value of that one person and that one soul than those qualities that we use to worship ourselves and make ourselves great. So Let me end this by saying a little bit about myself. End this little essay by saying when I was a younger person, I thought culture, education, and perhaps religious faith might be important. Or I sought to make myself important by these methods. And as I said, the things that I just defined are ways to worship ourselves and make ourselves self-important. And they are idols that God warns against. They are different kinds of graven images that God warns against in the Decalogue. And he makes clear that he is a spirit, and that is what we should worship, a spirit. And as I said, when I was younger, I might have thought that culture might have been important, or education, or religious faith. These were all kind of self-loving idols. But culture as a term has no particular meaning other than that some people may enjoy particular artistic products. Culture is great because it is the real enjoyment of works of art. And the purpose of culture is not to separate or exclude other people as lesser minds. So culture has no particular meaning except that people enjoy a certain artistic work product which enriches their lives. And the enjoyment of those works should not be used to separate and exclude others. By the same token, religious faith or Christian belief is not to be used as a method of barring and excluding. It's a good thing that it makes us better people, more loving people, and makes a better life for us and the people around us. So these qualities, whether culture, has no particular meaning. Hello? Has no particular meaning, except that I do think it's wonderful to enjoy these artistic work products. And it's rather, it shouldn't be used to separate or exclude other people. By the same token, religious faith or Christian belief is not to be used as a method of barring and excluding other people. Hello? I'm on the phone. I'll have to call you back, okay? So by the same token, religious faith, it's a good thing because it makes us a good person. And it makes us better people and makes life better for the people around us if used correctly. But shouldn't be used as a method of barring and excluding the unsaved. So the bottom line is what I said, that mistaken and twisted humanity uses these many goods not to improve the world or make a better world, but for dominance, exclusion, and the establishment of debarkation. And that's not the purpose of these goods that I've just discussed. Whether material goods are good things, and culture is a good thing, and education is a good thing, and being intelligent is a good thing, and having good physical strength is a good thing, and having good looks is a good thing. But these are unfortunately used by many people as a method of dominance and exclusion. And the establishment of debarkations, not the purpose of these qualities and goods that I've just discussed. So let me end by saying, I hope it's clear what I said. God is a spirit and wants to be worshipped as a spirit, and he bars us and tells us not to believe in a graven image or stone image or wooden image representing him. It's very important, that revelation in Exodus. But as I said in this essay, we use kind of idols that we raise ourselves up, these idols, which I just defined. They are kind of idols like the stone images and like the wooden images, and they are used for self-worship and self-love. These are idols, whether physical strength, whether being smart, whether having material goods, or whether having good looks, or being morally superior, or having great religious faith. These are all ways of making idols of ourselves and raising ourselves up above other people. And that is not the purpose of these goods. The purpose is not dominance, exclusion, and importance. but the use of these goods is to make us better human beings and make us a better world. Culture is good because those people with culture enjoy those artistic work products, but it can be used through the method I've mentioned to you, as in these other matters. Hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I think it has some truth. And you'll find this chapter on a few false idols on pages 31 to 33 in my book, Essays in a Christian Worldview and Others. I hope you'll take a look at it and find some value in it. Thanks very much for listening. Good night.